Bigfoot's cottage stood slightly out of the way, higher up than the other houses. It was one of three inhabited all year round. Only he, Oddball, and I lived here without fear of the winter. All the other inhabitants had sealed their houses shut in October, drained the water from the pipes, and gone back to the city. Now we turned off the partly cleared road that runs across our hamlet and splits into paths leading to each of the houses. A path trodden in deep snow led to Bigfoot's house, so narrow that you had to set one foot behind the other while trying to keep your balance. "It won't be a pretty sight," warned Oddball, turning to face me and briefly blinding me with his headlamp. I wasn't expecting anything else. For a while he was silent, and then, as if to explain himself, he said, "I was alarmed by the light in his kitchen and the dog barking so plaintively. Didn't you hear it?" "No, I didn't. I was asleep, numbed by hops and valerian."
"Where is she now, the dog?"
"I took her away from here. She's at my place. I fed her and she seemed to calm down." Another moment of silence. "He always put out the light and went to bed early to save money. But this time it continued to burn, a bright streak against the snow, visible from my bedroom window. So..."